how consumer demand is changing the nation's egg industry, and what this will mean for producers. These days, more consumers are making their voices heard about how they think farmers should produce crops and livestock, and the large food store chains and restaurants have reacted to that, many requiring their suppliers to make changes.
Cage-free eggs is a good example of the industry basically making an adjustment, listening to the message that the market is sending.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. And indeed, the transition to cage-free is gaining momentum. In fact,
we see this as probably the most significant change that we've ever been part of, and a lot more to come.
David Rettig runs Rembrandt Foods in Iowa, the third largest egg producer in the country and a leader in cage-free egg production.
In 2007, there were approximately 9.1 million layers, or 3% of the flock, dedicated to cage-free. Today, 23.6 million layers, almost a tripling over the course of the last 8 years.
He says in the next 7 years, a third of the U.S. egg market could transition to cage-free, even though the capital cost to do it will be huge. Going cage-free requires farmers to stop using their current battery cage henhouse equipment and retrofit barns and other structures, or even building additional structures to install a new system. Additional money and time may also be needed to go through the zoning and permitting process. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.